things right around the corner that are going to be exciting for our church. And the first one is a baptismal service. So we haven't had a baptismal service here yet for Gospel Grace Church, but that's coming right around the corner. Megan DeHart wants to be baptized, and so we're excited to do that. And I don't know what baptisms were like in your past. Maybe it was something that was done 5 minutes after a very long sermon, and you were ready to go, and your stomach was growling, and then all of a sudden you realize that the pastor tells the assistant pastor, "Will you come and lead in a hymn?" And he picks a hymn, and he leads like 17 verses of that hymn while the pastor goes, and it's kind of like the Wizard of Oz. You know, he goes and hides behind the curtain and then suddenly appears in the baptismal pool. Remember? Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. And then he's in the baptismal pool, and then they do the thing, and then everyone says amen, and then they all leave. I want to just say this. For Gospel Grace Church, we want the celebration of our ordinances to be a big deal, because they are a big deal. So when we fellowship in communion, we don't want it to be something that's rushed. Hurry up, chew that cracker, and hurry up, drink that cup of juice, and now we're done. And we don't want, hurry up, dunk this person, and now we're done. These are significant things that Jesus gave to the church to remember his work. And so we're excited about it. It's a big deal. It's a big deal to be baptized. Kind of like it's a big deal to be married. You know, you stand in front of a bunch of people and you publicly say, "I have committed my life to this person and I want you to hold me accountable." So we're going to have a baptismal service and it's going to be a big deal. But we need you to help us. Now, here's a problem we're running into that you might be able to help us with. And that is, if you notice, there's no baptismal tank up here. And so we need to find a place to do a baptism. And we've had some people working on it for a couple weeks, and we have just hit dead end after dead end after dead end, including the university. We tried to get the pools, can't secure the pools here. When they found out it was a baptism, they said, "No, we're not doing that." We've tried some hotels. They've said, "No, we don't rent our pool for baptisms." And so here's what I want to do. I want to ask you, would you start making some phone calls? Would you start asking people you know? We need to find a pool. We need to find a pool for about a half hour. And it would be best if it was in this quadrant of the city. So if it was north of 80 and east of 15, that would be best. And so would you help us? How many of you would say, I'm willing to like just make some phone calls, or I'm willing to do some internet research or just do that from home? Is there some people who are willing to do that? Just leave your hand up because I want to see. Okay, Sunil, Roger, Nick, anybody on this side over here be willing to just do that? You may not come up with anything, but we need some help. Okay, thanks, Pop. I just like to get more people working on this than just us, because we do need to find a solution for this. So we're looking at maybe even as early as next Sunday. So if you would start doing research and on Monday you found a place that would let us do it on Sunday, we'd do it probably Sunday. Okay? So it would be the 10th or the 17th of March. We'd need it from about 12 to 12:30. So we would just have a shortened service here. We'd all go over there and celebrate baptism. Otherwise, it would have to be in April, okay? So that just gives you a little info to tell people. Help us find a baptismal spot so that we can celebrate our first baptism. I wonder if maybe there's some people who are coming to the church that have not yet been baptized. As a believer, maybe you were baptized as a baby. Maybe you were baptized before you were truly saved. But if you need to be baptized as a believer, this would be a great time to join in. You can talk to one of the pastors about that. We're going to be taking in, obviously, our first group of members. And so this year, all the way up till August, we're going to have what's called a charter service. That'll be in August, and it's when we're going to have all the members who joined Gospel Grace Church. Up till that point, they'll be able to sign the charter, and they will be the charter members of the church. And that's an exciting thing. I don't know if you've ever thought about your life, saying, "Wow, I get the opportunity as a Christian to be part of a core group of believers that gather in a city and form a church." That's actually an exciting thing. It's a privilege for all of us to be part of that, part of forming a new gospel light center in a church. And so that will be celebrated on that charter service day in August. And so all the members who join the church this year, as we lead up to that special service, they will sign the charter. We're going to have friends come in. There's going to be friends that are coming in from out of state for that service. It'll be a really big celebration for our church on that charter Sunday. And so that's something to look forward to in August. Something a little closer to home is our Easter service. And that's coming up this month. It's early this year. I don't know if you looked at your calendar, but Easter's early, and hopefully there won't be snow for Easter. But it's this month is Easter, and in a Christian calendar, Easter is perhaps one of the greatest Sundays of the whole year. As far as gospel opportunities, Easter probably is the greatest Sunday of the whole year. You say, why is that? Well, a lot of people don't travel out of state, so a lot of your friends, a lot of your coworkers, a lot of your family members who are here, they're going to stay here. A lot of the students, they're going to still be here. And so this is a great Sunday for our church to invite people to hear the gospel. And so if you have someone you're burdened about, I want to encourage you to start praying right now. That's what you need to do first. You need to spend time in prayer, spend weeks in prayer leading up to Easter, and then invite them to celebrate Easter with you. Plan a meal, a nice meal. Invite them to come to the service and then celebrate it, a special meal afterwards. Do something to bring someone. And I really want to encourage our church that each person here would seek to reach someone and bring them for Easter. It's going to be a clear gospel message about the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the importance of that for their lives. And so not only will it nourish our hearts as believers, not only will we rejoice, but it's going to be a great evangelistic outreach, and that's on Easter Sunday. The children are going to be doing something that morning too, so they're going to be singing. They're working already on a presentation. We have some neighbors, some LDS neighbors, who have their children coming to our house on Wednesday nights now to prepare to come to that service on Easter Sunday. And so I want to encourage you, do you have someone in your life that you can bring? Do you have a neighbor, a friend, or a coworker that you're burdened about? Please pray and please bring them to gospel message on Easter Sunday. Let me just say this about church. Church is not the gathering of simply Christians to form a collective group of ingrown relationships. That's how churches die. So from the very start, we want to encourage our church family to be what we call outward facing. And that is, this is a worship center. This is where Christians gather to worship the true and living God. But it is also a witness center. This is where people should come and see authentic believers knowing and falling down before the true and living God. And they should say, I'm missing something. I need something. There's something that you have that I need. So we need to be an outward facing church. And that is that we are seeking to build relationships with the lost. We are prayerfully engaging in relationships to share the good news of Christ. If our church is not evangelistic, this is not a church plant. This is a funeral. And so I want to encourage all of us. You know what I mean? Encourage all of us to be part of that. So as we join together as a new church, we're joining together with a mission, a great mission, to go into this area with the good news of Christ. And so we're so excited that all of you are joining up with us in that task. Let's talk a little bit about new members and some of the things that we're really praying about for you as you take these steps to join the church. One of the things, and some of these are service and ministry opportunities that we have kind of on the horizon. They're things we've been praying about that maybe you're going to want to be a part of. And so I just want to share some vision things, some things that we see in the future that we would like people, if they're burdened and if they're gifted, to join us in. We really want to increase follow-up care of visitors and also church members. And that is, there may be a church member here who's lonely. Maybe they're new to this area. Maybe they don't have friends. We want our membership to love on one another. And so there may be people here who are really gifted with mercy and love and compassion, and they're really good at that. They're really good at connecting. They're really good at making a phone call. They're really good at dropping off a meal. They're really good at keeping track of this person was sick, and so maybe they need a visit. If you're gifted in that way, we really want you to use your gifts to help build this body, because maybe there are people here who just need care. And they don't just get care from us as pastors. We need to care for one another. So I want you to feel that burden and take that opportunity, because it's a privilege to love on each other. And also visitors when they come, just that we would increase our visitor care. When people come, that it wouldn't be just the pastors who would try to follow up, but it would actually be all of us. I mean, we'd be seeking to invite them to lunch after the service, or say, hey, would you like to come to my community group? We have a great time of discussion and study of the Word. So increase in our follow-up care for visitors and members. Secondly, kind of our university presence. That is, we're right here in the University of Utah. We want to increase our university presence. And that is, we want to do more tabling in the university, and that's something that anyone can do. Basically, we have a big bowl of candy. We've got a big thing. It says Gospel Grace Church, and we have some of the cards, and you just stand there in the student center and just talk to students. Find out what their name is. Where did they come from? Are you from the local area? Did you move from out of state? Have you found a church yet? You just talk to them and say, did you know there's a church that meets right here on campus? You'd be welcome to come. Do you see how simple that is? And you can just do that for a couple hours at the university, and you can kind of have that organized through Pastor Jonathan. But we want to increase our university presence through tabling and through different outreach endeavors. Especially as we ramp up for next August, we want to be well prepared at the start of next semester to really kind of stretch our arms a little bit further into this campus. And so there may be things that maybe you're burdened about, like, I wonder if we could put together back to school kind of packets that have a Bible in it, and maybe a little thing of deodorant, some hair thing or whatever. We just put it all in a packet, and Gospel Grace Church just gives it out to students. I mean, wouldn't that be cool? Someone just takes that honor. I mean, there's all kinds of ideas we can do, but we want to increase our university presence here. We want to increase one-on-one Bible reading and discipleship groups. I wonder, is there anyone during the week that you get together with and simply just read the Bible? You say, I'm not really a Bible study leader, and I don't know how to find those 3 points that all start with the letter R. You know, I don't know how to do that. You don't have to. What if you would just call someone up from the church and say, hey, do you have an afternoon free where we could go get coffee and just read a chapter of the Bible together? And so maybe you and a friend would gather, and once a week you just read a chapter out of John. And together you two just read through the book of John together. And then talk about anything that comes up. Say, wow, that was an interesting verse. Have you ever thought about how, what do you think about this? Or, I mean, just talk about it. Just pray together. Then just pray together. Just pray for one another. And you're going to build a friendship on Christ. You're going to encourage each other. And it's going to be really strengthening for the church. And so we want to encourage one-on-one Bible reading. Find someone new. And meet with them once a week if you can. And read the scriptures together. We also have a Getting Grounded study. It's called Roots to Fruits. Maybe no one has ever sat down with you and systematically walked you through the big things you should know as a Christian. Has anyone ever done that with you? If not, we'd love to do that with you through a study called Roots to Fruits. It goes through major Bible doctrines. It goes through what it means to be a member in a church. Kind of goes through serving, and then it goes through sharing your faith. And so maybe that's something you'd like to do with someone. You could talk to one of the pastors about that. We're also looking at expanding community groups. So we're right at a juncture. Some of our community groups, if you go to them, some of them are getting full. And what we mean by that is we've packed all the chairs in that we can pack, and we're about ready to probably split a few of those community groups. So be praying with us about that. We're probably going to re-strategize about where we have some of these, where they meet, and kind of inform maybe an additional one or two, because we have some people that are moving into the city. Next week, the Cops are going to be here next weekend, so Pastor John's parents are moving to North Salt Lake this next weekend, so they're going to be here. The Howells, most likely, are going to be here in April-ish. Is that right, John? About April, the Howells are going to be here, so that's another family that's coming. And then in June, we have two singles that are moving to the city too. So in addition to the people that we're bringing and our friends, we have some more people coming. And so we're going to probably look at maybe starting a new community group. And community groups, I want you to really think about, how can I be involved in the community group? I love to bake. Well, you know what? You could bring the baked goods. I love to just talk to people on the phone. Well, you could be the person in your community group who notices when someone's not there. Call them on the phone and make sure that they get the study for next week. So really just building people into ministry. A healthy ministry is one where we all do the work of the ministry. That's Ephesians chapter 4. Our job as pastors is to equip the church to do the work of the ministry. So if you've been familiar with church where you just show up, you listen, and then you come back next week, that is not healthy church. That's not biblical. You're really not what you should be at that point. We really want to grow and build members who do ministry. You are a minister for the gospel in this city, and we want to equip you to do that. Okay, two final things. One is summer plant camps. We have seven churches that are sending groups out here this summer, and we're excited about it. They're going to be coming from June 17th through July 29th. So June 17th through July 29th, we're going to have seven churches sending young people to the city, and they're going to be helping our church. And so I want you to begin to pray. We're going to probably have things where you can help during the summer. We're going to have different outreach events that you can be a part of with these groups. Maybe you're going to be able to show some hospitality. Maybe you're going to be able to host certain things. Maybe you're going to be able to help with certain events. But we kind of want to get it on your radar that we have these summer plant camps coming. More than 100 teenagers are going to be coming this summer to really help with our church and get the message of the gospel and get the word that our church is here out into the community. Some things to pray about. And these are kind of just big things. We're praying about maybe a truck to pull the trailer. We got stuck once this year. The Suburban frame got bent once this year. Had to go to a frame shop and get fixed. There's a few things about the Suburban that seem like they may not be long-term. it might not be our long-term solution. So one of the things we're praying about is a truck, something that has the capacity to pull that heavy trailer every week. And just kind of be dedicated towards doing that. And so that's something we're praying about. We're praying about maybe in the future the Lord would give us a community center. See, what's a community center? It's something where we can do ministry out of. And we could do counseling there. We could do ESL, English as a Second Language, things there for refugees that are coming to the city with gospel opportunities. We could do music lessons there. We have a lot of people who do music. It would be a great place for them to come, and then there's going to be moms and dads sitting out, and we can talk to them, and we could just facilitate ministry out of this thing. We could have a place for youth, you know, when we start getting teenagers to come, that they could do some youth events. These groups that come in, we could host certain groups in a place like this. It would have like a hospitality house area. So it's just something we put out there on the horizon that we just want to start praying about. Lord, is it something that you'd want us to have, a community center where we can do ministry out of it and we can host people coming in? And the second thing is when and where our second site would be. Where would we start a second congregation, and when should we do that? Do you know that when this body of believers gets to be about 70, 80, 90 people, we probably should be thinking about where should we start another congregation? And what that would look like is we would start another service on Sundays in another part of the town. So it would probably be a Sunday night service somewhere else, and we would begin to build a congregation in another part of the city so that a new church could be planted. And what we would do is we would take the service that we do here, and we would probably replicate it in another part of the city. We'd haul the stuff in our trailer and pack it up, take it there, set it up, and do that. And what it would do is just expand our ministry opportunities in another place. So when should we do that and where? You know, and so we just want to pray about that on the horizon because we want to be a church planting church. So those are things to pray about. If you're not familiar with the things that are set on that back table, I want you to get familiar with it. If you don't take these, just take a few. These are things that you pass out when you go to Walmart. You pull out your credit card, you swipe it, and then you say, hey, have you found a church yet in the city? And you give this to the cashier. You know what I mean? Or when you're talking to someone out and about, you just carry one of these little business card things. It has the gospel on the inside, has a web link that they can get more about the gospel there, has all of our church information. You can hand these out. So stick a few of these in your wallet or purse. Hand these out wherever you go. We need to be good at doing this. Be good at inviting people. You know how stinky restaurants get their reputation? People say, I tried that restaurant once and I would never go back there. And pretty soon nobody goes to that restaurant and it dies. Do you know how good restaurants get their reputation? People visit and they say, I would love to go back to that restaurant. You guys should try that restaurant. That's what they say, don't they? Have you guys ever been to, and then they tell you this restaurant. And pretty soon you're thinking to yourself, man, I'd like to try that restaurant. You know what I mean? If you would talk about our gatherings that way, if you would share that with people, do you know what? Pretty soon someone's going to be like, you know, maybe I should try that. That sounds really good. You know, there's some good food there. So share that with people. I want to encourage you to do that. We have specialized ones for the series we're going through in Genesis. You can hand these out to people. If you haven't made it to a community group yet, you can look at what our Bible study is. Or maybe you missed this last week. Grab one of the community group study sheets. This is what you need for this Wednesday. It also has the locations of where we meet. You could join one of our community groups. If you're interested in children's ministry, helping with the children's ministry, this talks about where we do it and what we do. That's on the back. We have bulletins or out-the-door things or whatever you want to call them. But this is something. Every week, the pastors put together specific questions for application, for discussion. So maybe you would take this, and maybe you and your spouse would talk about this, or maybe you and a friend, or maybe you would just make it a morning of Bible study where you reflect on the message and work through these questions. These are for you. I want to encourage you with that.